and station on cue for SSC 25.
Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, I'm on SSC 25. It appears to be happy, normal, and on the network. I didn't do anything to it. I just wanted to double check if you guys are seeing it from the ground or if you still wanted me to reboot it or anything like that.
And Chris, we are not seeing it. We still see it offline. So if you would reboot it, we'd appreciate it.
Okay, yeah, that's super interesting. Yeah, because it's showing like a good ping master and everything. But I'll give it a good reboot.
Thanks for the data.
Houston Station 2, the No2 Cam 1 is pointed at the HTV X hatch, and you are welcome to come on board whenever you get KU back.
Copy, thanks.
Send Station Sophie on 2 for stowage.
Good morning, Sophie. Go ahead.
Good morning, Tess. I just reviewed all the Cygnus cargo ups, the new documents, and was checking the steps. Which one would you rather me to start with? For me, the first one accessible, it seems to be 332.05.
Sophie, we concur. We would have said 332.04, but we see .05 as your first step with an action.
Okay, thanks. Then station Sophie and 24 Cygnus 23.
Go ahead, Sophie.
So I think I was not really lucky for the first two steps. So the first, looking for the foam, right now there's a message like, do not spend more than 10 minutes on this row 332.05, but clearly, because the way it's packed right now, it's already very difficult to access. So, and it would take more than 10 minutes to find all this stuff, so I just wanted to report on that, so I did not actually start this thing. And for row 332.06, we cannot find the bag 5603. We're looking again, but no joy on finding this one.
Okay, Sophie, we copy, and we will coordinate with the team down here regarding a forward plan on all that foam.
Okay, so I guess I should start on 332.07.
We concur. Thanks.
Okay.
Houston Station, good morning. Jack's on to for the PMD setup in step 4. The quick release pin is in the pump's operating position.
Copy, Jack. Thanks.
Huntsville, station on 2 for ELC 2 field strip.
Good morning, Chris. We're with you on 2.
Good morning, James. I've got ELC 2 field stripped, and I am ready to power it back on if you guys are.
We are ready. Here we go.
Continuing in step 10 decimal 2.
We copy.
And Huntsville, unfortunately, looks like no joy. I pushed the power button, and the sort of keyboard backlight and the power light turn on while I'm pressing the button, but then immediately turn off when I release it.
Then we copy that, Chris. We're checking.
If it helps, on the front left, there's some LEDs, and when I push the power button, I get sort of an orange LED on the left and a white LED on the right, and then I get the third LED over after those two turn off, and the third LED over turns on momentarily and then turns off.
Then we copy all, Chris. Thank you for the additional context. Just give us a second here to chat on the ground, potentially some reconfig.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Send station Sophie on 2 for Cygnus Alpha.
Go ahead, Sophie.
So just as a final heads up for 332.06, not finding again the 5603. So maybe an idea could be to find another dry trash. It's the end of my activity time right now, so I need to switch to the other one, but giving you a heads up for step 332.06, but not doable right now because we cannot find it.
Sophie, we copy. For our awareness, did you try using the barcode reader and RFID scanner to find it?
Well, it would have taken too much time, and my activity time frame was a little bit too small for that, and I did not have time.
Okay, Sophie, copy. That is no problem. That was just for our awareness, and we'll follow up with the team later.
Thank you very much.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Chris and ELC 2.
This is with you on 2.
Chris. We appreciate the field trip here. No additional reconfig steps at this time. You might look into potentially doing a larger shell swap in the future, but for the moment, you can just close the Linux ELC2. No additional steps today. Thank you.
See that? Yep, figure a shell swap may be in the future for this. Sounds good. Thanks.
Conversation on 246.
Go ahead, Jessica.
Yes, so given where Sophie just was, 332.08 has photographs being taken with the final items, but since we didn't find all of those items yet in that layer, would you guys like photos now anyway, or should we just skip those photos for now?
Checking. Jessica, we would like to wait on taking photos, and we're talking about the forward plan for that JSD.
Okay, sounds good. I'll pick up in step 333.
Copy.
Cuba, Vision Sophie on 2 for ComCheck.
Good morning, Sophie. Go ahead.
Good morning, Cuba. Just wanted to see if the view of the SLT-8 is good for you.
Yes, thanks, Sophie. Yes, we see a good view. Thank you.
Good. That's perfect, then. Quick question also for preparing the next procedures. I was trying to get ahead and find the elements, and I'm supposed to get a protective cap from APM Deck 2 Bravo 2, but it doesn't say the size of the protective cap, and there are many, many different sizes. Maybe I can do it later or when it comes in the procedure so that it's obvious which size I need.
Checking.
And there would be a second question for the stowage node as well.
Yes, we are with you. Go ahead.
It's the rows 2 and 3 of the stowage node, which wants me to gather the HRDL to Ethernet converter HRMS cable 1 and cable 2. And it doesn't say it's inside any CTB or inside anything, so I just was wondering maybe they're installed somewhere, but if I could have a hint on where it is.
Let me copy, Sophie, and for your second question, currently it's connected to the overhead 5 components, so what we'd like to do today is to demate those two cables.
Okay, so it will be part of the procedures, because sometimes the storage node is preparing, gathering before the procedure starts, but now it's going to be part of the procedure, correct?
Yes, that is correct. And as for your first question, for today, we'd like to pick up the diplock bag for the protective cap size 11. If you cannot find it, Kapton tape is acceptable.
Okay, so I know I already saw them inside, so when I opened it, so I know where they are, protective size 7. So I'm going to gather it so that I'm ready for later in this thing, unless you prefer me to start with directly with the procedure.
Copy at Conquer, and the size is 11, not 7.
Yeah, 11, I understood well. I know where they are, 11.
Stand station, check on 2 for PMG plug-in plan, step 7, decimal 2, decimal 1.
Go ahead, Jack.
I'm looking at the 120 DC to AC converter, serial number 1040. Nothing's plugged into 3 and 4 like the procedure says, but it looks like slot 1 has the ADLINK power adapter for one of the mini PCs, and the other one has one of the Node 2 cameras. Just confirm, I'm going to switch those. I'm going to power those off as part of the procedure. That's what you guys want me to do.
Checking. And Jack, with a follow-up question for you, is the camera that you are currently using to observe PMD ops with us the one that's plugged in there?
No, it's the other one.
Okay, then with that, everything else is in the expected config for you to power off that converter. And while I got you, we would appreciate it if you could reorient the camera so that we can see all of PMD in the view. Right now we've only got you centered there.
No worries. Do you want the front side, the business side of the PMD, or just the general view? What are you looking for?
A general view is great. And just for the record, we do appreciate seeing your smiling face.
No worries. I love your smiling voices. You guys are always happy on the radio. It makes us happy.
Station on 2 for Cygnus.
Go ahead, Jessica.
Test and step 334.01. Just wanted to double check. I have the fiber optic production module, and it's the only thing in that 6.0 CTV. So usually if I'm loading the whole CTV, it, you know, lists the CTV as the item. But if it's not, then I would have expected a step of knowing that empty CTV in the empty CTV pantry. So I just want to make sure that the step is wanting me to load just the item and then make sure that we are in sync, that there's nothing else in that 6.0 CTV 5026.
Jessica, great catch. We would like that CTV to go back to the empty CTV pantry.
Okay, sounds good. I'll pack the item on its own then. Thank you.
Houston, station on 2, one more plug-in question for the PMD in step 7.2.3.1.
We're listening.
The note says no GFCI is required for the PMDs. There's GFCIs plugged into slots 3 and 4 on the inverter serial number 1040. They're like triple zip tied in. I don't think I can unplug them without cutting the zip ties. Can I just plug them into the GFCI extensions, or do you want me to somehow disconnect the GFCIs from the inverter?
Checking.
Hello, Sophie, 2 for 4 tera hard drive.
Yeah, with you, go ahead.
So on step 1.3, I just want to report that this hard drive was already disconnected from SLT8.
Okay, thanks, Sophie. We copy. Thanks for the status, and you can continue.
Copy.
And station Houston on 2 for Jack. We double-checked, and it is fine to plug in those GFCIs.
So I will plug them into the GFCIs, and that will be complete with step 7.
Copy. And station Houston on 2 for Jack. For your awareness, we just talked a little bit about your timeline, and we want to let you know that you can break out of this procedure at any point, your ham pass, and then come back to it with no issue from our side.
Okay, perfect. That was just on my mind, too. That'll be my plan. I'll keep going until I have to break off and then come back to it. Thanks for the help.
Copy. Thanks.
And to Sophie, 2 for question for hard drive.
I don't do, Sophie.
Before disconnected, do I need to do some action on SLT8 or disconnect the initial cable to the ZBook or to the computer or just the cable of the hard drive?
Thanks for checking, Sophie, but no action for the SLT8. You can go ahead to demate the cable.
Copy.
Station Huntsville on Face the Ground 2 for Jack. No response required. This is your courtesy hand pass reminder with a rise time of 8:53. We copy. Thumbs up.
Houston, station on 2 for Stotrac 332.06 in Cygnus 23.
Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, I had a few minutes and I thought I would look for that JSB, and I was unable to find it, but I did a little sleuthing, and I looked at the HTVX Stotrac. And Stotrac step 1904.03 in the HTVX Stotrac says that this JSB was put inside an RST foam on HTVX.
Okay, Chris, we copy. We will verify that on our side, but thanks for the sleuthing. That is awesome work.
Yeah, no worries. So I just wanted to make sure, and cool. Sounds good. Thanks.
Yeah, we appreciate it, and we'll double-check that we've got it right on our side.
Tuba station, Sophie on 2, performing right now the procedure 4.4.408 for ZBook CMOS battery changeout.
We copy, Sophie.
And just as a heads up, there is a lot of dust inside the ZBook.
Copy. Thanks for the status.
And I will probably need to remove the upstream power before unplugging the power cable from the ZBook. And also, just as a heads up, the data power is also still connected, so I guess I will need to unplug this.
And we copy, Sophie, and you will debate the power cables in step 3 in the procedure.
That's good copy. And am I going to remove the data cable?
And Safi, this is just a reminder, you're performing the procedure 4.408, steps 5.2 through 5.6 only.
Yes, I understand. Thank you. Okay, so PM 24 Tsukuba, 5.345 I did it once, it didn't trigger anything, so I was just checking. It is well connected to power, it is well, so I'll try again one more time.
Copy and concur.
Okay, still no success. I wonder if the power button is working. So, yeah, it is well connected to power, but nothing comes, so do you want me to try a third time?
Hey, Sophie, yeah, we'd like to double-check the status of the power chain, cobalt brick status.
So, power chain, I can see the white, I'll show you on the camera. We have the white light in here showing that it is well, it is well-powered. And the cobalt brick says output power, green LED, and confirming it is on as well.
Hey, thanks, Sophie. Yeah, looks like the power is good, so we are checking. Station Tsukuba on Space Ground 24, Sophie. So this time, I'd like to try just power it on without holding the Foxtrot 10 button.
All right. Okay, I'll do this. And it doesn't do anything.
Copy that, and give us a minute for discussion. Station Tsukuba on Space Ground 2 for Sophie for the forward plan. So we'll give up this step. So please go back to the original procedure and pick up from step 3.
Copy. So I go to step 3, which is named ZBook SLT8 removal.
We copy and conquer that. Good read. Thank you.
Yes. Okay, so moving now to overhead 5, and if you want, I can give you a good view with a Gem 1 camera.
We copy and type, Sophie. If you could move the camera view, that would be great.
Internet cable J112 positively identified, and confirm it goes to the mission data recorder LAN cable. So I'm unplugging it right now.
We copy and concur. That's a good one. Thank you.
Houston, station on 2. This is Jack from PMV. I've got a part number in step 11.1.1 when you're ready.
We are ready.
We have a 35-foot vacuum access jumper, part number 684-021-050-0001. And the serial number is 2.
That's a good number.
Houston, station, Jackson 2 for PMD, looking for a go gamma cap from the node 2 vacuum access port in 11.2.3.
You are go in 11.2.3, Jack.
Awesome, go in 11.2.3.
4, performed non. Sophie from, Tsukuba station, Sophie on 2 for ZBook reconfiguration.
Go ahead, Sophie.
Step 4 was performed nominally. So do you want me to tempo this junction box somewhere in particular or anywhere convenient?
Hey, Sophie, yeah, we'd like to eventually store those items part of the storage node, but for now, it's your choice. Yeah, you can just tempo.
Okay, I'll just stem still on deck 5 for convenience for now.
Okay, we copy.
And Tsukuba from Sophie, the box named HRDL to Ethernet converter 2 was already with a toggle off.
Okay, we copy and you can proceed.
Be proceeding. And Tsukuba from Sophie, I need to go gather a tool because
this is not possible to unscrew the J1 connector without a specific tool.
Copy, Sophie.
Do you have a size of an X head? It seems to be an X head. I'll try to gather a few sizes, but if you have a size from the top of your head, it would be helpful.
Checking.
Houston Station on 2, Jack for PMD, looking for a power up go in step 15.
You are go in step 15, Jack.
Go in 15, thank you, ma'am.
Station Scoop on Space Ground 24, Sophie back with you.
Plane with you.
Yes, Sophie, we believe that it's not hex head, but ULO screwdrivers would work.
Again?
Yes, Sophie, we'd like to pick up the ULR screwdriver's flat tip to loosen that fasten.
Okay, I understand flat tip, although really seems like an X-head. I did gather a few of them, different sizes. I might go to check if the one I gathered can work, or do you really want me to go with a flat tip, common tip?
Okay, we copy. Sorry about that, Sophie. So, yeah. So could you give it a try to accept your gathering?
Okay, so day one accents are really tiny. The one I gathered are too big. I'm going to go ahead and try to find some other tools that fit better.
Copy that. Thanks, Sophie.
Stand station on 2 for PMD troubleshooting, step 15.3.4.
We're with you, Jack.
Hey, when I powered it on, I turned on the GFCIs that these things were plugged into that we talked about earlier. And when I went main power switched on at 15.3.4, it seemed like the GFCI tripped that it's plugged into. So I want to get a go to reset that, or what configuration you want me to be in when I reset it.
Checking. Houston, Jack, we are back with you, and we would like you to take main power off so you can reset those GFCIs and then take main power back to on.
Okay, I'm going to take main power to off. It was just the plug, or the main plug, that tripped. The one that's just the ground did not trip, but I'll reset that with the main power switching off and then go main power back on.
We concur.
Houston, station on 2, just repeating the call. To the troubleshooting steps you mentioned, and the GFCI tripped a second time when I went main powered on.
Copy. Checking.
Okay, so took about from Sophie on tip.
Right, Sophie.
So I have a set of L wrenches with 2 millimeters, 3 millimeters, but it seems that it's size 2.5 millimeters that works. So I'm gonna go ahead and try to find this 2.5 millimeters in another location.
Okay, we copy and concur. Thanks, Sophie.
Station Houston on 2 for Jack and PMD power.
Go for Jack on 2.
All right, Jack. We think that the best path forward is to remove those GFCIs from J3 and J4. You said those have zip ties on them, so we want to just check with you. Does that seem like a reasonable plan of attack?
Yeah, Chris and I were having the same discussion up here. I guess he had some trouble with it, with the PMD and the power lines or power chains last time. Yeah, we can, we'll just remove those zip ties and pull the GFCIs out. And then I'll switch the power off on that panel, replug it all in, and give you a holler before I turn it back on.
We concur.
Back from Sophie, hooray. So mission success for removing this connector.
Thanks so much, Sophie. Yeah, you got it. Thank you.
Station, Jackson 2 for PMD power chains.
Go ahead.
I've got the PMD directly plugged in to the inverter serial number 1040, switches 3 and 4. Those switches are currently off. And I've got the PMD circuit breaker main power to off. And I think I'm going switches on the inverter, switches 3 and 4 on, and then on the PMD power control main power to on.
Copy, we're talking it.
Okay, I'm standing by.
Station Houston for Jack. Thanks for giving us a sec. We would like to take PMD off then J3, J4 on, then PMD main power on.
Okay, that makes sense to me. All three of those switches are currently off, so I'm going to go inverter 3 and 4 on and then PMD on. Is that a good readback?
That is perfect. Thanks.
Station Scuba on Space Ground 24, Sophie. Thanks so much. And just for tracking purpose, could you let us know which size of the hex head you used to release that power cable?
I used 2.5 millimeters. I would advise, but I did not find an L wrench 2.5 millimeters, so I would advise an L wrench because there is a piece of the connector which prevents just a normal tool to go in, or at least a 2.5 millimeters ball head, hex head.
Copy that. Thanks for the info. Appreciate it.
Very welcome.
Houston Station, that PMD powertrain troubleshooting was successful, and I'm moving on.
We copy. Great work.
Houston Station, Jack on 2 for PMD in step 15.4.5. The pressure management devices go for restful depress.
We copy the good news.
And obviously, I passed my Node 2 MTAB open. That's only good for you guys, so I'll be standing by when you want me to do that.
We concur, and we will call you when we're ready for it. Copy, thumbs up.
Thanks, Sophie. Looks perfect, config.
Thank you. From Sophie, for the sake of time, is it okay if I take the pictures later and press on with a procedure, or do you want me to go and take the pictures now? Step 5.8.
We copy, Sophie. Yes, we have no preference, so no problem.
Okay, so I'll just temp to it for now, and I will do it, the camera, the photo document shortly after.
We concur.
Station Houston on 2 for Jack. Just for SA, we're thinking it'll be about 25 minutes until we're ready for that MPEV.
I'll be 25. I'm going to hop into my next task, and I'll just pop out when you're ready for that.
Sounds good.
From Sophie on this step 5, do you want also me to remove the Velcro, the strap, the white strap that was holding the box?
Thanks for checking, Sophie. You can leave the Velcro. Just remove the captain tape is good for us.
Okay, so captain tape is removed and no residue. Tsukuba from Sophie, step 6.2. The cable J107 positively identifies.
We copy. Thanks, Sophie.
Well, from Sophie, I understand for step 6.7 that we are talking about the very thin cable that was connected to the box at P31, J31, and I would need for that to reopen the hub because it goes inside the hub.
I'm sorry about the delay, Sophie, but yes, your understanding is correct.
Okay, just as a, to go back from Sophie, just as a heads up, the protective cap that I took from a bag with a size 11 does not fit, so I'm going to check for another one and until I find a good one.
We copy, Sophie. Sorry about that. Station Scuba on Space Ground 2 for Sophie. Just a heads up, 30-minute LOS is coming, but you can keep going during the LOS.
Okay, copy. Information, I found the good size and it fits, and the other size was 13 and compared to the other size 13, and so I did put it in the other one in the size 13, so that they are in the correct size now.
Good news, copy that, and 13 is good one. Thank you very much, and sorry about that.
No worries at all. We found a solution that what matters most.
Great teamwork. Thank you.
Kuba from Sophie on 2.
Good, Sophie. We are with you.
So that is task complete. All was nominal. And I'm now working on the stowage part and to close out all everything.
Copy that. Thank you very much, Sophie. And this is just a reminder for today. No storage filter, but just for your awareness, there are a couple of items to be trust today. That's item number 5, mission data recorder USB alpha cables and mission data recorder LAN cables. Those are trash items, and the rest of the items to be retained, stored.
Copy. So the items trashed are the row number 5, mission data recorder cable, and row number 7 and 8, mission data recorder LAN cable and cable 2.
That's good, Rebecca, and thank you so much, Sophie.
You're very welcome. It was a great activity with you. I'll see you later.
I'm here. Thank you.
Thanks, OPM2 for Eva Pro Conference.
Sophie, Munich is with you on 2.
If you could pass the information to Pierre de Vautour that, or anyone in the meeting, Frank Gallagher, that the first link did not work, so I'm using the second one. Thank you.
All we pass the information to our ground team to switch on the NASA link. Thanks, Sophie.
Takuba from Sophie on 2.
Right, Sophie on 2.
Yeah, just as a heads up, so all the storage went nominal, no worries. I just see at the end of the procedure the need to update IMS. Would you be able to do it for me?
Copy and thank you very much, Sophie. And yes, we will take over that. So thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Houston Station on 2 with a PMD question.
Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, I just wanted to check in on how it's all going. I remember last time we tried to use it with NRAL, we had a whole host of issues with it powering off, and I just wanted to check if things seem to be going well this time, just trying to gauge my brain for how our afternoon might look.
And Chris, that's a great question. I'm informed that Jack is officially the certified PMD operator because PMD has successfully depressed the vestibule.
That is depressing slash very not depressing news, so that's awesome. Glad to hear it.
Yes, many depressing jokes in the MCC as well.
I love it. Awesome. That's great news. Thanks for sharing. Houston Station, one more question while I've got you for Cygnus stowage.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to see if we had any follow-up. We were looking for this JSB 5603 this morning, and we think it might have been one of the ones that was discarded on HTVX, and just wanted to check if there was like a replacement JSB we should use for step 332.06, or if you guys had been able to help sleuth down where it might be, if it's still here.
Checking. All right, Chris, back with you on that JSB. We are still discussing whether we will identify a replacement. We don't feel like we need an answer on that today, and we've got a little time before we access that location again. So the team's still going to talk about it a little bit further. We do have some suspicion that call-out in the HTV SOTRAC might have been a typo, so we're still running it to ground. But we are thinking that if you do have time today and you would like to try the RFID reader to find that JSB or to do an extra bit of sleuthing, that could help us out.
I actually already did that this morning. I went around in both PMM and in Cygnus with the RFID reader and didn't get any hits on it. So I suspect it is not here.
All right. That is great information. Thanks for letting us know.
Yeah. No worries.
Station on 2 for IROSA build.
Hey, Orbit 2 is with you here on 2.
Hey, Pete. We are wondering, I think that Farouk and or Lucas and Nick are on console or somewhere in a back room. We have a question. We have one of the tip pins for the right upper strut. And per my recollection from the pool and, like, the schematics that we're looking at in this procedure, there's the stowage location for the pit pin, which is a hole on the strut itself, which is about at the back end of the handrail. And then there's the grounding block. And so when we're practicing with the pit pin, it inserts very nicely and easily into the grounding block. But I was also expecting it to insert into the storage location, and then that's where it would be And the action would be to remove it from the stowage location and put it into the grounding block. But when I try to put it in the stowage location spot, it does not engage. Like, it doesn't actually stay in there.
Okay, copy. We're checking. Hey, Jessica, so actually EVA is enabled on Space Ground 4, so they'll take that back to you directly.
Hey, awesome. We'll call on 4.
Then station Sophie on 2 for Cygnus Star Drops.
Hey, Sophie, with you on 2. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I just wanted to know if you could track the latest updates. So right now, I reached step 352, 353. These two are 8.0 CDB and 10.0 CDB that we need to take out of Cygnus. And for now, my assessment is that it's better to wait tomorrow so that we can use node 2 once HTVX will have departed. What do you think?
Hey Sophie, back with you. So actually, you got more done than was required today, so we like your idea to just leave the items in 352 and 353 where they are until tomorrow.
Okay, great. And so one unclosed item is we were looking for a dry trash JSB so that we can complete step 332.06. So happy to have suggestions if you have them.
Hey, Sophie. So ISO is saying that you can actually use any JSB from step 600 if you just let us know which one it is.
Awesome. All right. I'll take care of this and I'll let you know.
Copy.
Station Cynthia and Cooper, Cygnus Cargill.
Go ahead, Sophie.
Well, yeah, just as a quick update, 5603 JSB has been replaced by 5586, and the loading has been done due to volume constraints, alternating JSB and the water tanks in there. So you'll see I just downloaded the pictures on SSC6.
All right, copy. Thank you. So JSB 5586 and alternate JSB and water tank loading.
That's a good read back. And with that, I think it concludes our cargo ups for today because the next steps are for tomorrow for very large volume CTBs.
Yep, we concur. And Chris, back with you on 2. There's a hand over there. So there's an activity to move that bag into the PMM tomorrow, but if it's in the way in the crew lock, let us know.
Okay, sounds good. I think we can probably get done what we need to get done, but if I have a moment, I might try to just put it back at the PMM end cone back where I got it from.
Yep, that's correct.
Okay, well, we'll see what we can do, and if it's too much in the way, I'll take it to the end cone early.
Copy, sounds good. And actually, if you have a second, I've got a quick follow-up from Daily Summary for you.
I'm here for it.
So this is about that headset cable with the bent pin on it. We actually want to bring that back and take a look so that can go into the return bag, and I've got the more details on that if you need to know where that is.
Yeah, sure. I can take those from you.
Alrighty. So that's going to go into a Ziploc, and then that Ziploc will go into 4.0 CTB, SpaceX return number 1, serial number 5126, and that is currently at PMM port 2 rack front.
Okay, copy that. We'll take, and just to clarify, do you want the whole, like, headset plus box unit, or just the smallest part that has the bent pin that I can send back?
I was saying they just want the extension cable.
Okay, yep, so the extension cable. And do we have any replacements of those so we can keep some box headsets deployed around?
Checking. Station on 2 for Chris. We found an extra cable for you, but it's low priority, so whenever you have a second.
Yeah, copy. I'll probably grab it later this afternoon from you.
Station on
airlock on 2 for step 22.10 of 1.403.
And I was actually just about to call you. Are you having trouble with that cable?
A negative. We're at step 22.10, which is to take the HECA P1 to connect it to the power pigtail J1. And We think we already did that in 22.2. Is that? I just want to make sure we're not misreading or misinterpreting this here.
Checking. Hey, Chris, back with you. Yeah, we think those steps actually are redundant, so you're going to continue. Good catch.
Thanks. We're pretty sure of that, but we just wanted to make sure we weren't missing something. Houston, airlock on a 2. We're complete in 24.1. Ready for you guys to do 24.2.
All right. We copy. Thank you. And, Chris, with you on 2, just wanted to make it clear that you're going to continue while we do the ground steps.
Copy that. Yep, we're pressing with the glove heater check. Thank you. Houston, airlock on 2. We are complete up through step 32 and are just going to stand by for your go.
Hey, Chris. hey, Jessica. So that's a good view, but we're not getting a good view from HECA 4. So can you guys double-check step 24 for us, please?
Yep, sorry, it's on now.
All right, copy. Yeah, that helps. EVA is asking for just a few more minutes, and then we will give you a go.
Copy. Thank you.
Airlock, Houston on 2. We got some good views from those cameras, and so you're go to continue from step 32.
Copy, go on step 32.
Airlock on 2. Quick go back. Actually, we want to hold off on you guys continuing. Cronus still has a little bit of groundwork to do. My bad.
Houston Airlock 2, we actually just finished step 34. Do you want us to go back and turn the Rebus back on and the HECAs back on, or are you...
Yes, please. If you could turn those back on, Cronus has some files to delete from them.
Okay, copy. Yep, we will turn both the Rebus and the HECAs back on.
All right, Chris. Actually, it's just the HECAs. You can leave the Rebus alone.
Hey, sorry, we had just already turned the Rebus on, I think we need to do that, right, to give you HECA power, or power to the EDARs?
Yeah, copy. Play says just leave it on.
Okay, yeah, we've got Rebus on and HECA's on, and we will hold until further instructions.
Airlock on 2. We're still trying to delete the files from the HECA's. But we've got a 12-minute LOS coming up here. So in the meantime, you guys are go to do some of the EVA procedure reviews, and then we'll just tag up on the other end of this LOS.
Okay, copy. Oh, yeah, we'll be just in our procedure review and give us a call when we can come back and pick back up in this procedure. Thank you.
Sounds good. Station on 2 for Chris and Jessica.
Yes.
Hey, so Cronus was able to get those files off the HECAs. So when you have a moment, you are go to pick back up in the Reba hardware checkout. Step 32 and 33, for real this time.
Copy. We'll get on it for real. Thank you.
Copy. Thank you.
Houston, airlock on 2 for bag config.
Go ahead. With you on 2.
Well, we're looking at the stowage note, which calls out PGT number 5, and it says it should be on a fish stringer in the IVA bag number 2. It is not, however, it's on one of the mini workstations. So we're just wondering if this is like an old stow note from the first time that Nina and Spanky did this configuration, or if we are still supposed to get this PGT number 5, or if it's referring to the PGT that's going to go in the strut bag, and the strut bag already has the PGT in it, but it's not number 5.
We're checking.
Same question would basically be for all of the other things in the stow note, because the bag, of course, was already configured by the previous crew with all of the tools in it and the reps in it, et cetera. So we are thinking that we just need to get the strut bag out, and it should contain all the parts. Obviously, we're going to redo it and verify everything, but that all the individual parts should already be on or in the strut bag.
All right, yeah, EVA says you all have a good understanding of that, and so basically, yes, you just get the strut bag out, but then leave the PGT in the strut bag, if that makes sense.
Okay, we copy, and we're going to bring it out into the lab. We'll have the camera on. Are they still supporting on station 4 as well?
They are on 4 and standing by.
Okay, perfect. We'll call on 4. Thank you.
And station Jeff on 2 for music just on troubleshooting step 4.3.
Go ahead, Jack.
Hey, I cleaned out the air vents on the Mesis drawer. I got to step 4.3. I switched the drawer 2 power to on, and the drawer 2 power light did not come on. It's still off, and the power switch is still in the on position. Just looking for some troubleshooting tips.
All right, we're talking it.
Station Huntsville on 2 for Jack and Muses.
Huntsville, Jack's on 2 for you.
Jack, we are seeing that Muses is powered on, O-N, on the ground. With that report, that just means the level might be burnt out, and we'll track this here on the ground. Thanks for letting us know.
Okay, copy. I'll just keep moving through the procedure then. Glad to hear that it's working normally.
Different. We've got good telemetry, so you're go to press.
Station Houston on 2 for Jack and Shutters.
On 2 for Shutters.
Wanted to double check and make sure that the lab window shutter was closed.
Yes, the wharf window, which I think is what you mean by the lab window shutter, is currently closed, and there is a note on it, so people don't accidentally open it.
To you, what was their plan on using
yep,
the
copy, thank you. Station on 2 for SA. We're starting the HTVX D-mate, and just a reminder that there's no exercising right now.
Station copies on 2, and I'm just looking at our ground status for 4. Were you guys hearing us calling down on 4?
No, not yet. You talking about the Stowe conference?
Affirm.
Copy, yeah. We haven't heard you yet. We're still working it.
Okay, yeah, we're showing gray boxes in our... Oh, now it's back. Houston, station on 2. We're trying to reach on 4, but we don't seem to be getting through.
Copy. We heard you for a second. We're taking a look.
Copy that.
All right. Can you try giving us a call on Station Ground 4 one more time? Station on 2 for Chris.
Is he on 2?
Hello. So you are good to perform your Node 2 MPEV close whenever you are ready.
Copy that. I'll do that in a few minutes, and we'll let you know. Phil, station is Jack on 2 for Everywhere App.
Hey, Jack. Minicky's with you on 2. Thanks for calling.
Sorry, of course. Munich, how can I get this report put into you?
Okay, so the first thing will be to open the Everywhere app and verify that you see the status connected on the bottom right corner.
I see connected in the bottom right corner.
Okay, good start. Then I'd like you to navigate to the questionnaire that you filled yesterday. So for that, you can go into the questionnaire menu, navigate to Echo Finder 2, and tap Submitted.
Okay, I'm there.
Okay, hopefully you see the questionnaire from yesterday, and if so, you can tap Edit.
Okay, I see the one from yesterday, and I've opened it.
Very good. So now you can just make a very small change just by adding a character in a text box, for example, and then retap Submit, and that should push the questionnaire to ground, hopefully.
Okay. It asked me if I was sure I wanted to submit, and I said yes, and it says data successfully saved.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Nothing else that you need to do this evening. If this doesn't work, we'll get back to you tomorrow with more words. Thank you.
Sounds good. Thanks for all the help today. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Houston station on 2, the Node 2 Nader hatch MPEV is closed.
Copy. Thank you.
Houston station on 2 for headset.
With you on 2. Go ahead.
Sophie here for the headset retrieved from the IM panel 407 in FGV for direction during evening DPC. So I had written in the crew note that we deployed 3 items, but actually I'm going to change this crew note, and so please, if you already read the previous one, disregard and read the new one.
We copy, thank you.
Basically, the only thing deployed from the CTV 5412 in FGV behind panel 407 is the headset extension cable, serial number 10. This is the only thing deployed.
Okay, so headset extension cable, serial number 10 is the only thing actually deployed.
A good read back, thank you, and good afternoon.
Two.